Unsolved Cases Podcasts present The Killing of Jean-Luc Rancy, Episode 1. We hope you enjoy this production. Jean-Luc Rancy was born on August 6, 1990. She was an American child beauty pageant who was killed at the age of 6 in her family's home. A long, handwritten ransom note was found in her home. John, her father, found the girl's body in the basement of their house after about 7 hours after she had been reported missing. She had sustained a broken skull from a blow to the head and had been strangled. A garrote was found tied around her neck. Her death was ruled a homicide. The case generated worldwide public media interest, in part because her mother, Patsy Ramsey, a former beauty queen, had entered Jean-Luc into a series of child beauty pageants. The crime is still considered a cold case and remains an open investigation with the Boulder Police Department. The Boulder Police initially suspected that the ransom note had been written by Patsy, and the note and the appearance of John's body had been staged by her parents in order to cover up the murder. In 1999, the police and district attorneys, DA, had both said that Jean-Luc's brother Burke, who was 9 years old at the time of her death, was not a suspect. Jean-Luc's parents gave several televised interviews, but resisted the police questioning except on their own terms. In October 2013, an unsealed court document revealed that a 1999 grand jury recommended filing charges against the Ramseys for permitting the child to in a threatening situation. John and Patsy were also accused of hindering the prosecution of an unidentified person who had committed the crime of the murder in first degree and child abuse, resulting in death. However, the DA determined that there was insufficient evidence to pursue a successful indictment. In 2002, the DA successor took over the investigation of the case from the police and primarily pursued a theory that the intruder had committed the killing. In 2003, trace DNA was taken from the victim's clothes, found to be belonging to another unknown male. Each of the family's DNA had been excluded from the match. The DA sent the Ramseys a letter of apology in 2008, declaring that the family was completely cleared by DNA results. Others, including former Boulder Chief Police Mark Beckner, disagreed with the exonerating of the Ramseys, characterizing the DNA as a small piece of evidence that was not proven to have any connection with the crime. In February 2009, the Boulder Police took the case back from the DA and reopened the investigation. National and international media coverage of the case focused on Jean-Luc's brief beauty pageant career, as well as her parents' wealth, and the unusual evidence found in the case. Media reports questioned how the police handled the investigation. The only people known to be in the house the night of Jean-Luc's death were her immediate family, Patsy and John Ramsey, and their son Burke. The ransom note contained specific instructions against contacting the police and friends, but Patsy telephoned the police at 5:52 a.m. She also called her family and friends. Two police officers responded to the 911 call and arrived at the Ramsey home within 3 minutes. They conducted cursory search of the house but did not find any sign of forced entry. Officer Rick French went to the basement and came to a door that was secured by a wooden latch. He paused for a moment in front of the door, but walked away without opening it. French later explained that he was looking for an exit route used by the kidnappers, which the closed inside peg ruled out. Jean-Bette's body was found later behind the door. With Jean-Bette still missing, John made arrangements to pay the ransom. A forensics team was dispatched to the house. The team initially believed that the child was kidnapped, and Jean-Bette's bedroom was the only room in the house that was cordoned off to prevent contamination of evidence. No precautions were taken to prevent the contamination of evidence of the rest of the house. Meanwhile, friends, victim of Watts, and the family's minister arrived at the home to show support. Visitors picked up and cleaned surfaces in the kitchen, possibly destroying evidence. Boulder Detective Linda Arndt arrived at 8 a.m. in anticipation of receiving further instruction by the kidnappers, but there was never an attempt by anyone to claim the money. At 1 p.m., Detective Arndt asked John Ramsey and Fleet White, a family friend, to search the house to see if anything seemed amiss. They started their search in the basement. John opened the latch door, which Officer French had overlooked, and found his daughter's body in one of the rooms. Jean-Bette's mouth was covered with duct tape, a nylon cord was found around her wrists and neck, and her torso was covered by a white blanket. John picked up her child's body and took it upstairs. When Jean-Bette was moved, the crime scene was further contaminated, and critical forensic evidence was disturbed for returning a forensic team. Each of the Ramseys provided handwriting, blood, and hair samples to the police. Jean and Patsy were in a preliminary review for more than 2 hours, and Burke was also interviewed with the first couple of weeks following Jean-Bette's death. The ransom note read, "Mr. Ramsey, listen carefully. We are a group of individuals that represent a small foreign faction. We do respect your business, but not the country that it serves. At this time, we have your daughter in our possession. She is safe and unharmed, and if you want to see her in 1997, you must follow our instructions to the letter. You will withdraw $118,000 from your account. $100,000 will be in $100 bills, and the remaining $18,000 will be in $20 bills. Make sure that you bring an adequate size attached to the bank. When you get home, you will put the money in a brown paper bag. I will call you between 8 and 10 a.m. tomorrow to instruct you on delivery. The delivery will be exhausting, so I advise you to be rested. If we monitor that you are getting the money early, we might call you early to arrange an earlier delivery of the money, and hence an early delivery pickup of your daughter. Any division of my instructions will result in the immediate execution of your daughter. You will also be denied of her remains for a proper burial. The two gentlemen watching you over your daughter do not particularly like you, so I advise you to not provoke them. Speaking to anyone about your situation, such as the police, FBI, example, will be resulted in your daughter being beheaded. If we catch you taking to a stray dog, she dies. If you alert the bank authorities, she dies. If the money is in any way marked or tampered with, she dies. You will be scanned for electronic devices, and if any are found, she dies. You can try to deceive us, but you be warned that we are familiar with the law enforcement countermeasures and tactics. You stand a 99% chance of killing your daughter. If you try to outsmart us, follow our instructions, and you stand out 100% of getting her back. You and your family are under constant scrutiny, as well as the authorities. Don't try to grow a brain, John. You're not the only fat cat around, so don't think that killing will be difficult. Don't underestimate us, John. Use that good southern common sense of yours. It is up to you now, John. Victory. SBTC. The case still remains unsolved.